Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Horse, three corns and the truth. But I'm in love, loving on you. I feel that rush as you walk in the room. I can't get enough of your honey, your eyes. All the money, I'm a junkie for your midnight moves. I'm in love, loving on you.
And happy Valentine's Day. You'll notice a theme in today's music. Love is in the air.
Yes, it is.
Which, that song I was singing earlier this morning.
You came in singing it.
We found out it's from the Love Boat.
Well, that's one of them, Love is in the Air.
Yes.
But there's also that song, Every Time You Move It On.
That sounds right.
So I think that song came first, and then they kind of like blended it into the Love Boat medley.
Okay.
The Love Boat.
Samantha, do you want to sing a song?
I'd prefer not. So would your listeners.
The bar is very low.
Her lane. Yeah, the bar is extremely low. You can get over it by just looking at it. Hey, it's 7:39 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is Valentine's Day right here. 27 degrees on Palmetto Mornings. Your home for news, talk, and sports on FM 100.1 on WRHI. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and we're happy to have you with us on this Valentine's Day. Making Monday even sweeter.
Samantha Kay, she's the Chief Executive Officer for the Adult Enrichment Center. She is here with an announcement, A New Reason to Love, AEC. And Samantha, you're always a lot of fun. You always come bringing great news, and we can't wait to hear what this is all about.
Awesome, Lucas and Patty. Thank you for having me. A while back, I promised Patty and Lucas that when we were ready to announce our next big thing, I would do it here. So here I am. Happy Valentine's Day.
We're honored.
And, coming in this, I'm so excited.
I do need a drum roll.
Okay, right. I do. Awesome. Coming in the spring of 2023 will be the brand new High Five School of the Arts.
like
visual and performing arts, art of living well, and culinary arts.
This is great.
Coming to our High Five Club, but there's more.
What?
Yes.
There's always more.
There's always more.
The anticipation.
Okay.
But
so not only will it be the art of living well and culinary arts and visual and performing arts for our High Five members during the day, but our building closes at 3:30. So from 3:30 in the afternoon, evenings and weekends, it will become a community inclusive space offering those same classes to individuals in the community, individuals with disabilities, individuals without disabilities, anybody, kids, any ages. So like right now, we can only serve 18 and above based on our license. And we'll do that during our normal programming during the day. But weekends and evenings, everybody. All inclusive.
So it is just sharing art for all. The door is open. I mean, do you require pre-registration?
There will be. We formed an ad hoc committee that we'll be announcing next week that will help us kind of define those lines. We want to be sure that everybody has an opportunity to participate. I mean, I have a grandson who's 8 and a granddaughter who's 5. So, you know, I'm looking at where can they go and what can they do. It's going to be not just visual and performing, though, but imagine theater, drama. Think about creativity. Think about what it takes to live well. What do you need to live well?
Mm-hmm.
You need a place to belong.
Mm-hmm.
You need a purpose. You need meaningful engagement. You need a place to create. You need to be healthy physically. And York County, I mean, this is not just great for AEC. It's a new reason to love living in York County. We are building such an inclusive community. You have Miracle Park and, you know, the fact that anybody can go there and get their physical activity. And now you're going to have this to go and run right along beside of it and just kind of finish out that whole person picture.
That's
love
right.
it.
And so, you never know what talents are there until there is an opportunity to plant them in fertile soil and watch them bloom.
Yes.
Love it.
Samantha, let's kind of, if we can, break down a couple of things. Let's bring folks up to speed about the Adult Enrichment Centers and about the High Five Club if they're not familiar first.
Okay. So Adult Enrichment Centers, 36 years old. We are a nonprofit. We serve people of all abilities, including seniors. We have three programs. In our York location is Adult Day Healthcare, where there's an RN, door-to-door transportation, hot meals, and activities. Our Fort Mill location, we opened during the pandemic as Renew Montessori for Aging and Memory. That's for early intervention. for people with early cognitive disabilities, such as Parkinson's, early Alzheimer's, dementia. And so it's one of the first of its kind as a standalone day program in the country. Wow. So we use Montessori principles designed by Maria Montessori to craft and create meaningful activities and long-term help for folks with early cognitive decline. And most programs wait till later in the disease. Mm-hmm. We're designed to come in early and see if we can make a significant difference in that quality of life.
And choosing a Montessori approach is really basing meeting the person
yes.
where they are
yes.
to learn and grow.
It is. And so we design for them. You know, if you need help with executive functioning skills, then we build activities and meaningful engagements around that. And you decide. It's very much based on Montessori principles. So all of our team is certified in that. So that was kind of our big thing during the pandemic, besides an AEC Daily Scoops. Woo hoo! My ice cream truck. Love my ice cream truck. I mean, who doesn't love ice cream?
Ice cream is so good.
Our ice cream is amazing.
Yeah.
And so this is our high five. Was created about 15 years ago with a startup grant from the Springs Close Foundation. Ms. Close was always been a huge supporter of people of all abilities. You know, her Equian program and all that is just it's just great. So we got our startup grant. We created High Five. We didn't know what we didn't know, and we thought we were doing really good stuff. But the longer we've been immersed in our folks of different abilities, we just see things that are missing, and we want to try to meet that need. And this has been on my heart for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years to give them. It started out with just the arts, as in visual and performing arts, and then it grew. And I don't know, somebody made a statement about a year and a half ago about the art of about living well.
Yes.
And then I just kind of put that together with what does it take to live well? And I started writing. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are we all missing?
Mm-hmm.
And so York County is a great place to live. And now this will be an inclusive part of York County. I mean, look at just the Olympics. We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had interpreters for
yes.
the halftime show for the first time. I mean, inclusion
right.
and building things for equity and inclusion is just taking off across the country and hopefully the world because it's such a fabulously but very needed thing.
And we see that in thriving communities, the arts are very present.
Yes. Yes.
So, Samantha, will this be a freestanding building? Will this be part of just located at one of your facilities? What will this look like in the spring of 2023?
So our Rock Hill facility used to be Henson's Grocery, and somebody was on Old Rock Hill yesterday communicating about Henson's Grocery. That's what we used to be. Our building is old. It's got some issues. So we're in the process of getting ready to renovate those issues.
Okay.
And then when it reopens, it will become an inclusive space that can actually serve all of these different programs in School of the Arts.
Oh, my goodness. The goal, the vision will be what? What if we're talking the summer of 2023, what will we be talking about? What will happen in that space?
There's an art space, so people can come in and create. And, it, I mean, you want to do whatever kind of art, we'll figure out a teacher and have an instructor in there so you get to learn. You know, some classes might, and this is why I'm putting together an ad hoc committee, just kind of work through the fine-tuning details. If you're taking a high-level class of something, it may not be something that is either appealing or maybe necessarily a skill set that everybody with a disability could do. But we want to be able to ensure that everybody has an opportunity. So we'll work out those details. Got a fabulous committee coming together. People saying yes, which is awesome, and we'll build that. But I see that building. I hate that our buildings sit empty all evening and all weekend.
Mm.
That's just such a waste. It's a perfect space.
Mm-hmm.
It's usable. It's handicapped accessible. Why would we do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the idea that our building is going to be used all day and on the evenings and weekends. And I love the idea that it doesn't have to stop with just my high five. You know, I see kids of younger ages, and where do they go? If they want art or music, there are some places, but there aren't enough.
And there's okay. also, I see, and I don't know if this is part of your vision or not, but here's my two cents. There is, you know, at, we're right here at Winthrop University.
Yes.
There's so much growth, wonderful education, arts. There's going to be those who choose to teach
yes.
the love of art, where do they go to have the experience of teaching? Well, maybe they could come in and do
absolutely
a course or a class. I mean,
it's lots of conversations so around collaborations are
yes.
happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a guitar teacher at a local church who needs to have a place to share his craft on the evenings and weekends with different people, then, you know, that's a space. Winthrop students who need to practice teaching skills, who just want to get comfortable mm-hmm. in the teaching role, absolutely. They can come and teach for us. You know, we'll have paid instructors. Think about yoga, dance, mindfulness. Mm-hmm. So all of the things that kind of complete that whole person. But the biggest part for me is what we're calling the inclusive table. That's the culinary arts program. So that came about because I have a grandson who is he has autism, and food, mm-hmm. sensory, touch, mm-hmm. texture, woo, issues. So our guys with disabilities tend to eat the same thing mm-hmm. all the time. And that does not necessarily contribute to long-term health because
right.
we do need those vegetables
yeah.
and those other things. You know,
right.
you can't live on peanut butter alone. Many are trying, but it's not successful. So we don't know what aging looks like.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have 80-year-old people with autism. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what that looks like. We want to start making some of those changes. Well, what is the best way? If you just give a kid broccoli, chances are he's not going to eat it. Okay, we know to cover it in cheese. Well, if they're dairy or lactose intolerant, not happening. How do you get them to eat it? So I'm thinking about total food immersion. They play with the seeds.
Yes.
They plant the seeds. They
yep.
grow the seeds. You know, maybe when it's harvested, do they know what to do with it? Did you know you can shred broccoli? You can shred broccoli and make it turn into something else.
Absolutely.
This
okay.
is fantastic.
You don't know what you don't know.
So
yeah.
you don't.
And what you don't know can be scary.
Yes, but if they are totally immersed
yeah.
in it, the hope is that we teach them different ways to use it. Even, okay, they get caught playing with it. All right, that's fine. This is art class, so let's do some food photography. Let's do some creative food art.
Make perfect trees out of
broccoli.
Why not? And
the possibilities are endless.
I love
yes,
it.
And then they're
it's
comfortable,
so
and then we try to get them, obviously, to eat healthier.
So if you can't go through the front door, maybe find a back door
a
or
cracked
a side
window whatever it
yeah, whatever it takes.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
And that's what the best teachers do mm-hmm.
yes.
in helping to reach their students, no matter what their abilities, mm-hmm. we all learn in different ways.
We do.
Samantha, are there similar programs like this in the country, in the United States, or in South Carolina, or we're kind of going about this a little bit on our own?
A little bit on our
yeah.
own. I mean, there are art programs,
sure.
obviously. There are theater and music programs. There are food programs. I don't know of one that I have been able to find so far, and I'm sure some of your listeners will help me, that's doing all of it under the same roof.
You have to go to other places to
you
get
do.
It. So this would be.
I want it all under one roof. Ease of access.
Yeah.
Imagine parenting, you know, your kids to sports or whatever, and this is another place that they can go and get this kind of lessons.
Love it.
Fantastic.
How can we continue to follow along the timeline of making this happen?
I will come back and see you on regular intervals
okay.
and give you updates.
Okay.
Awesome.
So it's February, March.
Oh,
so we're
I love
seeing
it.
April every couple of months.
There you go.
Perfect.
Will some more information be available on your Facebook page
it
today
will be.
And website?
We're doing a Facebook Live okay. at 10 o'clock this morning.
Gotcha.
And so we'll do a reveal there at our center and have some of our members there and their families. They're totally unaware. We've kept this very low-key. Our families do not know yet, unless they're up listening at 7:30 this morning.
Which they could.
Which they could, so then they're texting. We're also, we've got a splash page on our website. We have a brand-new website, and this is
what
on
is
the
that?
Front page, www.adultenrichmentcenters.org.
Okay.
Perfect. Samantha Kay, the Chief Executive Officer, great news coming to our community in the spring of 2023, an all-inclusive, you name it, space for theater, for arts, for food. We are going to have – everyone's got to have a seat at the table.
Yes.
And we can't be more excited and more proud. Thank you so much, Samantha. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. A new reason to love AEC.